Namah Shir Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yerushalmi's Babli, Sadi Gimel, begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and the first Mishnah is Halacha Dalet. Amula Meis Beneich, Vahakach Meis Baleich, Beneich Yabma, Vahakach Amula, Amula Chilif Hayah Adroim, Tzitzei Vavad Harishoin, Vahachrein Mamza. If they told her the first time that her son died and then her husband, and she did Yibam, and later they told her that her husband died first, you must leave the Yavam, her children from him, both the first and the last are Mamzerim. Masas Lehaisa Svichale Nase Ele Lehisyabim, who Yibma Shinises Bele Chalitza. Vim Yama Zechoydet Zemekayim. Yibma says if a widow should not have married, rather she needed to do Yibam, and she is a Yavama, and she married without Chalitza. Vim Yama says her Yavam does Chalitza, and her husband keeps her. Yudah Rapazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan teitze. Yudah Rapazi quotes Rabbi Yochanan said that she leaves her husband. Yudah b'shem Rabbi Lah teitze. Yudah quoting Rabbi Lah said she leaves. Yudah shal Rabbi Pinchas heich sava Rabbi. Yudah asks Pinchas, how does Rabbi mean? How do you hold? Amalek Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Pinchas said I hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amalek chazor b'cha. Rabbi Kain ani kosev alecha zokin mamri. Rabbi Yosef said retract if not. I will write the UA Zakin Mamri, rebellious elder. Amr of Zvida, Masnisa, Messiah of Yochanan, Tetsim is over there, Refresh Arthur Dwarim by Kadivir of Meir, Shama Mishum, Rekiva, Rabbi. We have a support for Yochanan, Zvida says, from a Baisa. She leaves both of them, and the 13 fines apply. This is like Meir, who said, according to his Rabbi Akiva, Homoimim Ein Mamza Vyavama. Chom say there is no Mamza, from a Yavama. Amma ela ein mamzi pi Yavama, Harad say is Tetsi. They only said that there's no mamza for Yavama, but they agree that she leaves. Vatanin in Tetsi, Amma Vyachanan Tetsi, also our Mishnah says in a similar case that she leaves, and Vyachan says that she leaves. If one opposes all these sources, then it's proper to write that he is a Zakin Mamri. Now halacha hei, Amulai meis ba'alech, Nisif, Achach Amula, Kayemaya, or Mace, Avlad Arishin Mamza, Achoin Ene Mamza. She says the witnesses told a woman that her husband died and she remarried. Later they told her that he was alive when she remarried, but later he died. She must leave her husband and her first children from him are Mamzerim, later children are not Mamzerim. Amula Mace Ba'alich, Menes Kadshe Vachachas Ba'ala Muteris Lachzolai, Afafisha Nosana, Achoin Ged, Repaslam in the Kavana. They told her that her husband died and she became Kudeshus, and later her husband returned, she may return to him. Even if the latter husband divorced her, he didn't disqualify her to Kohuna. The Midrash Tarash of Blaza ben Nasya, Isha Gusha mi Isha, Lemi Ish in Isha. Blaza ben Nasya expounded, the Pasuk says a woman divorced from her husband is forbidden to Kohen, but not a woman divorced from a man who is not the husband. The Gemara says of Yochanan, Vishem V'yanai, Eina Elemishim Zihum Kohuna. Vein Beistim Zav Noisa. Yochanan quoting of Yanai says that there's merely a version of Kohuna in the Sefer kind of refrain from marrying her, but Beistim does not forbid her. Mad Makayim La Ba'ed Echad Oy Vishne Eidim. How do you establish the case? She heard from one witness or two witnesses. Tikayim Eina Ba'ed Echad Nimsis Eina Eid Echad Matir Yavam. If you establish it with one witness, it turns out that one witness permits it to the other. In Taimina, Vishnei Edim have a pliga avav. If you establish it with two witnesses, this is unlike Rav. Amav Nachman Vashem Vyakev Vashem Rav Nitzaz al Pishnaim Afilu Dehu Asi, she say Aminle Leithatu. Nachman quoting Vyakev quoting Rav said that if she married based on two witnesses, even if he comes, we say to him, you're not him. You really look like him. What's the source that Kedushin does not take effect on a married woman? Imi quoting Rabbi Yanai answered, the Pasuk says in Dron, Pek off Dalai Pasuk Beis, and she will go out from his home, and she will go and she will be to another man, means when she leaves the house, she will now have kedushin to another but not beforehand. Minayin kedushin tofin b'chol harayis. Well, the source of kedushin does not take effect on any of the harayis. Nuna, quoting Rav Huna, answered from that pasuk, and she'll go out from his home, and she'll go and she'll be to another man. Why does it say, acher, another man? It excludes relatives in Parshas Arayis.